I'm going to begin with the Divrei Torah said this past Shabbos, which was Parshas Tetzava and Shabbos Zohar. So in Parshas Tetzava, we have the inauguration of the Kehanim. And the exact words of the Pasuk I will read you is, this is in Kapitel Chav Tes, Pasuk Tes. The Pasuk says, V'chagarta oisam avnet, you should clothe them with the avnet, which is the belt. Aharon uvanav Aharon and his sons, v'chavashta lahem migvois, you should don their hats. V'hoisot lahem kuhuna l'chukas oilam, they should have the priesthood forever. Now, the last words are the words I want to focus on. The last five words of the pasuk is Umilesa Yad Aharon V'Yad Banav. You shall fill the hands of Aharon and the hands of his children. Now, Rashi explains that this means that the pasuk calls inauguration filling of the hands. And if you look on in the rest of the parsha, you'll find this term numerous times. This term of umilesa es yadam, you should fill their hands, and it continuously means a term for inauguration. And I'd like to try to understand why the Torah is using this lashon, this wording of filling the hands as a term for inaugurating the Kehanim. Now, let's switch to Parsha Zohar. In Parsha Zohar, we have the last couple of words in the Parsha is Timcha es Zecher Amalek mitachas Hashemayim loy tishkach. Erase the memory of Amalek from underneath the heavens. Do not forget. The words mitachas hashamayim, which means underneath the heavens, seem to be totally extra because we would have no havim in it. We would never have thought that we have to erase Amalek from over the heavens. It seems that it would have been sufficient had the pasuk just said, Timcha ezekra Amalek, just erase the memory of Amalek. Why does the Torah have to tell us mitachas hashamayim, from underneath the heavens? It seems to be self-understood. The last words of the pasuk, which is loy tishkach, do not forget, also seem to be extra because the whole parsha begins with the word zohar, remember. Remember what Amalek did to you. So obviously, if we are obligated to remember, then we are not to forget. So why does the Torah have to conclude with the words loy tishkach, do not forget? If we go back to the source of this whole story, this battle with Amalek, it appears at the end of Parshas Beshalach. And the pasuk says, Vayavay Amalek, Amalek came, Vayilochem im Yisrael b'Refidim, and they fought with Yisrael in Refidim, which is the name of a place. But Chazal expound on this word Refidim, and they say that it's made up of two words, which is rifyoin yodayim, which means a loosening of the hands. And Chazal say that kiven sherafu yodayim min atoira miyad vayovei Amalek. As soon as Klal Yisrael loosened their hands from the Torah, immediately Amalek came. And this is a reference for all generations to come to realize that as soon as we loosen our hands from the Torah, that is when our enemies, whether it's our external enemies or our internal enemy, they only gain a foothold into our territory when there is a loosening of the hands from the Torah. And my question is, why does the Torah use the term loosening of the hands instead of loosening themselves from the Torah? That seemed that would have been the better term to use. Rafu atzma min ha-Torah, that they loosen themselves. Why does the Torah used the term rafu yadehem, that they loosen their hands. And it's not an accident, because we find that the hands are a very integral part of this battle. Because whenever the pasuk tells us in the following pasukim that kasher yorim Moshe yadoi v'gavar Yisrael, when Moshe lifted his hands, Bnei Yisrael won. V'kasher yaniach yadoi, when he put his hands down, v'gavar Amalek. That's when Amalek won. So there's something that is going on here with the hands that we need to understand. The hands here are causing, the loosening of the hands are causing Amalek to approach in the first place. Raising the hands is causing us to win. Putting down the hands is causing Amalek to win. I'd like to suggest the following. In the beginning of this upcoming week's parsha, Parshas Kisisa, there is a Daz Zekeinim Ebalei Tosfos, which is a commentary written by the Balei Tosfos, the same Rishonim that wrote the Tosfos. And they bring a Medrash in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer that says that we find a reference to Hashem's fingers. Kibiyachal, Hashem has no fingers, but we do find a reference to whatever, to fingers of Hashem in five times in the Torah. And he goes on to list the first time we find by the Teva of Noach. It says that Hashem said to Noach, "V'zeh asher ta'aseh oisa." This is how you should make it. And Chazal darshan from the word "and this," it seems that Hashem was pointing at something. And Chazal say that Hashem pointed with his finger at a teva, and he showed Noach, "This is what I mean." And the Medrash goes on to say that Hashem used his pinky. He pointed with his, in Hebrew it's called a zeres. He pointed with his zeres at the teva. So that's the first time a finger of Hashem is mentioned. The second time we find explicitly in the Torah by the Makkah of Kinim. The third plague in Mitzrayim was the plague of lice. The Chartumim of Paroi, the sorcerers of Paroi, were able to imitate the first two plagues, Dam and Tzvardea. They were not able to imitate the Makkah of Kinim. So they said to Paroi, "Etzba Elohim hi." This is a finger of God. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer goes on to say that this time Hashem used his kemitza, which is the second finger to the pinky. The third time that we find a mention of Hashem's finger is by the luchos, by the tablets that Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu. It says luchos aven, they were tablets of stone, ksuvim be'ezba elikim, written with the finger of God. So once again, we have the finger of God, and this time the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says that Hashem used his middle finger. The fourth time is when Hashem commanded Moshe the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, of establishing the new month based on seeing the new moon. So Chazal say Moshe had difficulty, and Hashem said HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, and Hashem pointed to Levana B'Chidusha. Hashem pointed to the moon as it was being renewed in the beginning of the month. And in this case, he used his pointing finger. Finally, the fifth time where Hashem's finger is mentioned is in this upcoming week's parsha, Parsha's Kisisa, by the parsha of the Machtis HaShekel, when Moshe was commanded to count Bnei Yisrael by each of them giving a half shekel. Once again, Moshe had difficulty understanding for some reason. And Hashem showed Moshe a matbeah shel eish, a coin of fire. And this time, Chazal say, the Medrash says that he used his thumb. So we have a whole hand of fingers that were used in these five different cases. Now, I'm not going to go in it as to why Hashem used that the specific finger for each case. That's for a different time. But in what I'd like to focus on is the why these specific topics were chosen for Hashem to use his fingers. I believe that these five topics are indicate these five topics indicate fundamental yesoides of our emunah, foundations of our faith. And all of these five foundations, as you'll see, are only they are foundations because we believe that Hashem exists within this lowly world. And Amalek, I would like to suggest, denies Hashem's existence in this lowly world, and for they believe that Hashem has left this world to be conducted by whatever mazolos, constellations, and so on, nature, whatever it might be, and that Hashem has removed himself from this world. We, B'nai Yisrael, believe firmly that the Rabbeinu Shlalem is involved in all matters of this world. The first foundation here is the foundation of reward and punishment. One of the 13 principles of faith is that we believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam rewards those who do his will, and that he punishes those who do not do his will. This is only possible if we firmly believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam actually cares what we do. What we do, what we think, and what we say, what we speak, and so on. Amalek denies this. They do not believe that Hashem cares about anything that is going on in this world, and therefore they do not believe in schar v'onish, in reward and punishment. The Teva, Noach's Ark, represents this concept because the entire generation of Noach was wiped out due to their evil deeds, and Noach and his family were saved. So this indicates the first principle of reward and punishment. The second, which was where Hashem used his second finger to indicate the foundation of the Makkah of Kinim, indicates that Hashem is Mashgiach, that Hashem watches over and controls even the smallest creature that exists, which is represented by the lice, by the Kinim. Once again, Amalek denies this. Amalek does not believe that Hashem is Mashgiach over any creature in this world, specifically creatures as small as lice. The third principle are the Luchos, that Hashem uses his finger to write the Luchos, and this is an indication that the Torah that we have is Torah min HaShemayim, is the Torah of the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know, the Torah we have down here below is a godly Torah. And once again, Amalek would deny this, being that they do not believe that there is anything godly in this lowly world. The fourth aspect here would be Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, which represents Chidush HaOlam, represents the constant renewal of the world. Ribbono Shel Olam is constantly renewing the world on a moment-to-moment basis. infusing the world with his sustenance. Once again, another concept that the Amalek refuses to accept due to their refusal to realize that the Rabbeinu Shlalem exists in this lowly world. And the fifth, which is the Machtzis HaShekel, represents our firm belief that one can serve Hashem even with materialism, even with physical matters such as money. Amalek denies this. They do not connect the physical to the spiritual at all. So all of these instances, all of these five areas represent foundations of our Amunah, in which their backbone is the fact that Hashem exists mitachas Hashemayim. Hashem exists underneath the heavens as well. Amalek does not believe that Hashem exists mitachas Hashemayim. Now, we have a whole hand here, a whole hand of fingers. And I believe that when Chazal say, when we loosen our hands from the Torah, Chazal are referring to these five fundamental lessons in Amunah. That if we believe in Schar V'Einish, in reward and punishment, if we believe that Hashem watches over and Hashem sustains every puny creature in the world, if we believe that the Torah is min hashamayim, that the Torah is from heaven, if we believe that that the Rabbeinu Shlalem is constantly renewing and sustaining the world, if we believe that we can serve Hashem through materialism, then we will be strong, and Amalek will not have a foothold. But as soon as we loosen the hand, which represents the five fingers from the Torah, then Amalek will overcome us. And that is why Moshe, in order to win the war, Moshe lifted his hand to remind Klal Yisrael, remember these five foundations and make your emunah as strong as possible by that overcoming Amalek. And when he put his hands down, v'gavar Amalek, that is when Amalek overcomes Klal Yisrael. And this is what the pasuk tells us, Timcha ezecher Amalek mitachas Hashemoyim. You must erase the memory of Amalek from underneath the heavens. The fact that Amalek does not believe that there is godliness underneath the heavens, that must be erased. And the pasuk concludes, Loi Tishkach. And I'd like to suggest that Loi Tishkach is an acronym. It's a Rosh HaTevis of these five areas of Emunah. Now, Loi Tishkach, Loi is written Lamed Aleph, which represents Luchos Oven, tablets of stone. Tishkach is written Tav, Shin, Kaf, Ches, which represents the other four. Tav is for Teva, Shin is for Shekel, Kaf is for Kinim, and Ches is for Chodesh. That represents all of these five in Yonim, these five areas of Emunah that we must hold very dear in order for us to be able to overcome all the Amaleks, the external and the internal Amaleks of our life. And when Hashem wants to inaugurate the Kehanim representing the teachers of Klal Yisrael, those who lead us spiritually, Hashem tells Moshe, Temale es yodam, you must fill their hands. You must infuse them with the Emunah in the five fingers. In all these five areas of the fingers, whether it's the Teva, not whether, but including the Teva, which is the Inyan of Schar V'Einish, the Kinem, which represents Hashgacha over all creatures, the Luchos, which represents Torah and Hashemayim, the Chodesh, which represents that Hashem is constantly renewing and sustaining creation, and finally the Shekel, which represents that the Rabbeinu Shlalem is constantly, that we can serve the Rabbeinu Shlalem through matters of this world as well. This is what the teachers and leaders of Klal Yisrael themselves have to have perfect emunah in these inyanim in order to be able to lead Klal Yisrael. So that was one vort that I said this past Shabbos. And there's another vort I'd like to share with you.